go to Danville, there's like four hotels and a little city and a lot of things right off Route 80. But there's not a lot out there, okay? So that's a good thing. Like 100 monkeys running. You know, monkeys are not going to be hard to find in Danville. You just wait for the local reports to come in from the farmer saying, I think there's a monkey in my fucking running around. Anyway, this is insane. And let's go to the CDC's own website, which you would reference if you were going to Mauritius or somewhere in East Africa or anywhere in Africa. And you'll go to the CDC's travel information page for Mauritius. And you find out that the routine vaccines you would need to be up to date if you went to Mauritius working for the government or whatever. Chickenpox, diphtheria, flu, measles, polio, and shingles. Those are the basics that you would need. Also, that's the first phase, right? Then they say, well, you're going to need your hepatitis A, you're going to need your hepatitis B, you're going to need a rabies shot in case one of these fucking monkeys go nuts. And you're going to need typhoid shots. All right? And that's what you're looking at. Those are also, of course, the things that you would be susceptible to. These monkeys are fucking carrying the CDC. What the hell does it matter? We're all test monkeys out here in the CDC's eyes. Other problems, other disease names and common diseases that spread in Mauritius. Dengue from mosquito bites. Chikungunya, mosquito bites. Oh, monkeys can get bitten by mosquitoes, right? Leptospirosis. Okay. Drinking water, or eating food contaminated with animal urine. Oh, you don't think monkeys do that? You don't think monkeys drink their own urine? You haven't spent time with monkeys. And I'm not just talking about the ones in Congress. Hantavirus. Breathing in air, accidentally eating food contaminated with urine, droppings, feces, or saliva of infected rodents. A bite from an infected rodent. Oh, or an infected monkey. Less commonly being around someone sick with hantavirus. Tuberculosis. Y'all heard of that crazy disease? Oh, you thought that that was cured. Okay. Breathing in TB bacteria that is in the air from an infected and contagious person coughing, speaking, or singing. Any singing monkeys over there with TB? And you're told specifically, okay, I know this, specifically, you are told when you go to Africa, stay the fuck away from animals, no matter what. In the jungle, in the wild, don't go trying, this isn't a petting zoo. You're going to get fucked up out here if they get a hold of you. You don't touch any animals. I tell you, we work with the government. You don't touch any animals. You don't feed any animals. Don't fuck around. When in doubt, run. Right? Don't allow animals to lick you, and certainly don't allow them to lick any open wounds if something should happen to you and you're laid the fuck up in the jungle or somewhere else. Okay? Not that any animal would just, you know, roll up and lick. Anything can happen, right? You're not supposed to get any animal saliva from this part of the world in your mouth. Saliva in your mouth or in your eyes. Oh, unless a monkey truck goes fucking haywire in the middle of Pennsylvania. Then it's okay. You avoid animals because you don't know what they've been doing in Mauritius and other parts of Africa, whether they're eating rodent urine, rodent feces, that's a big deal. So you're supposed to avoid these places. And this also goes for bats. That's a big problem over there as well. Oh, bats. Somebody say bats. CoEco Health Alliance and Peter Daszak and Fauci. And if something happens, you're told when you go to Africa, if any of these things should happen, and you're exposed to this type of animal madness, an animal bite, or it doesn't even have to be a bite. It could just be an interaction with a crazed animal, a wild animal. Even if you're not harmed or there's no signs that you, of course, if you get bitten by a bat, you're taught, you might not even fucking know. It can happen in your sleep. You wake up, you're like, hey, God damn it. Pimples back here or something. It really hurts. You might not even know you've been bitten by a bat, right? You're supposed to err on the side of caution, go right to a doctor. Oh, unless a truck fucking from the CDC jackknifes and 100 poisoned monkeys from from Africa, from Mauritius, go nuts. With no warning. No, you're supposed to have this stuff like material safety data sheet. If you transport chemicals, you're supposed to have that in case there's a problem. If there's a chemical spill, the fire department gets your MSDS and they say, okay, we know exactly what was on this, in this shipment, and we know how to approach it. Okay? You don't want to put certain situations, certain chemicals, you don't want to put water on it to make sure it doesn't ignite, it doesn't like spread. That's the worst thing. According to your material safety data sheet, you might have to put foam on it. A hazmat team comes out. If they want to contain it and they put water on it, it's like, in many chemicals, it's like throwing water on a grease fire. Oh, now you got a problem, right? So use the MSDS. It spells out exactly what you do in case of a chemical disaster, a chemical spill, a chemical incident, a hazmat incident. Well, you're supposed to do the same thing. When you're traveling with fucking monkeys from Mauritius, who just got into the country in the seaport, okay, in New York, which is really basically in New Jersey, North Jersey, and in Secaucus, right across the straight shot, right across Route 80. So I see it happening in my head. That's the only place it could come, okay? And there's a lot of monkey business going on in New York. Well, this just adds to it. And you need all your vaccines, and it's not simple. And I tell you straight out, when you travel to Africa, they tell you, stay away from every fucking animal. You know, you see this like Marlon Perkins, like Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. Remember that as a kid? And they're like, Marlon Perkins is, I don't ever think he was there. He just had his friend Jim. Jim and a cameraman. Marlon Perkins was like in the studio in New York. And Jim is in the bush hiding in the weeds. You don't want to be Jim when you go to Africa, right? Or the cameraman. Especially if you get bum rushed by a bat or a monkey. And these monkeys will go fucking haywire and mess you up. And it happens all the time. Well, it happened in Pennsylvania. And the CDC doesn't give a shit. If you're harmed or you're not harmed. And this is what you're dealing with. They treat you the same way. They don't tell you anything. They keep you in the dark. They treat you like a mushroom. Feed you shit and keep you in the dark. You're also a lab monkey. Except the ones out here who fall off the truck, like us. We run away and we because we figured out the scheme. Of course, we didn't really fall off the metaphoric truck. We escaped. Simple as that. So this is what is going on. Now, I'm glad we caught that on pain.tv. And we're going to go back to pain.tv. Maybe you end up with a little bit of this from... and I need a quick drink.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight.
Fever! You're going to get some fever out there in Danville. Perhaps on your way to the Little League World Series in Williamsport. A bunch of crazed monkeys. And why else? Think about it. Why else would you have to destroy the monkeys? And burn them. You can't make it up. And guess what? You know where that comes from? It comes from pain.tv. I tell you, these people are fucking so solid. UPinCT. User UPinCT. And it comes from, not national media, Harrisburg 100, Central Pennsylvania News, technology, culture, and sports. It's like a blog. It's a news blog. And the CDC had to issue basically the equivalent of a material safety data sheet, but afterwards, right? Because I'll tell you exactly what the fuck happened. They should have had this on board, and everybody should have gotten this the day it happened. Okay? The day it happened. But they didn't get it the day it happened. Let's take a look at the dates. They issued this the night it had happened. They sent it out to first responders. And they told you some of the symptoms you could have. And the event that any of you first responders become ill, first of all, you're supposed to quarantine. Listen to this. Listen to this. You tell me these fucking, they weren't sneaking these fucking monkeys around? They didn't have this on board. This should happen on board. Should be given to the state police and the hazmat team. Okay? And whoever's running the hazmat, county hazmat task force, gets this letter and distributes it immediately. The fact that it wasn't distributed immediately, and it's not a letter, okay? This is how you know it's not distributed immediately. See, I fucking covered all this stuff. I know it upside down and sideways. If this was prepped and done properly, a boilerplate letter from the CDC would have been issued from Atlanta. And it would say, in the case that you are exposed to this, these are the steps. Like I said, materials, safety data sheet that you're by law supposed to travel with. They didn't have any of this documentation on board. They were slipping these fucking monkeys in it and likely transporting them illegally. This is a big deal. It really is. Because 100, what happens if 100 monkeys got fucking loose? I just read you the list. Those are just the common things. Who fucking knows what else these monkeys have been experimenting with? They could have anything. See, that's another point. They could have been test monkeys for Ebola. I mean, we don't know. We see all these crazy fucking experiments these criminals do, Fauci, Eco Health Alliance. These things could be jacked up with anything. 100 monkeys running wild. It's like out of a movie. Anyway, the letter to the first responder references reporting any problems to the Pennsylvania State Department of Health, and it gives you a phone number. Okay? And this is from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. The Zoonus team lead, Emily Paracci, Division of Global Migration and Quarantine. You know why? See, this fucking letter's golden. This letter's gold. It's so important to pick these things apart and show you what these criminals are doing on a regular basis. So this is issued from Pennsylvania. So it's an after-the-fact letter. It's not a boilerplate letter that the truck driver should give to the hazmat folks to distribute at the fucking scene. Or have their folks distribute it via cell phone exactly at the scene so people have it immediately. Listen to this. And the other thing, too, is the reason this is important is because cops roll up on this, first responders, and their first fucking instinct is to help people. Help people. And if there's 100 monkeys, you're going to come within striking distance of said, poisoned fucking. They're saying 5 feet. If you come 5 feet within any of these monkeys, you should be wearing an N95 mask. Well, maybe cops got lucky. Troopers got lucky and they were wearing that. But were they wearing face shields and respirators and eye protection? Because that's what it calls for when you read about it. Tell me these fucking monkeys weren't jacked up with something. Workers who come within 5 feet of imported primates here must wear disposable NIOSH-approved N95 respirators and either face shields or eye protection to protect against aerosol or droplet transmission of pathogens. Now, this is a real fucking, this is a real pandemic situation. Not that bullshit that Fauci's been trying to sell and the CDC. This is real. This is a fucking contagion. It should be noted that if you were within 5 feet of the trailer and there was a solid barrier between you and the monkeys, such as the side of the trailer, your risk of exposure could be minimal. If you had any physical contact with a loose monkey, you should seek immediate medical attention and notify the Pennsylvania State Department of Health. Oh, three wild monkeys and first responders or 97 other monkeys? Yeah, a lot of people were in contact with the monkeys. How do you get them back in the truck? Please be aware that the surviving monkeys now will be quarantined and will be monitored for infectious diseases for at least 31 days before their potential release. Which monkeys are they talking about? The animals or you? Doesn't say. And I'm sure if the monkeys are poisonous or are carrying infectious diseases, I'm sure the CDC will be up front and tell you about it.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
So, they tell you, hey, you have to be on the lookout now for a fever. Maybe dengue fever. A fever, fatigue, cough, diarrhea, vomiting. If you become ill during the 31-day quarantine period, you should immediately report to your physician that you had exposure to monkeys and notify the Pennsylvania State Department of Health. Oh, so you're not quarantining the people? Just the monkeys? Oh, that's great. Let's give these people, if they are infected with one of these things from fucking Africa, and who knows what else, let's give them a 31-day head start. Maybe they can infect millions. It wasn't Fauci who said, I'm really looking forward to if there's like a big pandemic that we can respond to. Well, this could be his wet dream. And see, let me tell you how it was reported. This is very important. Let me tell you, it was reported in the media because my fraternity brothers made a joke of it because we have a lot of guys in Pennsylvania. We happen to have a cop in Danville, of all fucking things, of all places. Can you believe it? On Route 80, we have a cop up there. We were talked to about this too. That turned us on to a lot of this stuff. We just hadn't gotten to it until I saw it on pain.tv. That's why I love the fucking resource. It's unbelievable. Well, I actually wanted to look this up, so I put the brakes on and researched this because this is a big deal. I understand this as a big deal, and I'll tell you why. First, a little monkey-related music. We may never get an opportunity like this to play Monkey Man by the Rolling Stones. Material safety data sheets I talked about. I didn't know anything about MSDSs, right? Chemical company blew up real quick. In North Jersey, 5 people died. A lot of people hurt. A lot of fucking residents messed up. It was owned by the Sackler family. I found that out. A number of veteran reporters. I was just coming up, man. I was kicking ass. A number of veteran reporters fucked up the story for 2 or 3 days. And the editors had a big meeting and they said, this was right in our backyard, the newspaper, in Bergen County, in Lodi, New Jersey. They had a big meeting and the editor called me into his office. He goes, all right, kid. Everybody else has fucked this up. You got 3 hours. 3 hours. I'm giving it to you. You produce a good story. These other guys are going to continue to work on it. You produce a good story about this fucking chemical plant that blew up, and we're getting scooped on by the New York Times, the New York Star Ledger, New York Newsday. We're getting our asses whooped. You break a story, you give me something the next couple hours, the story's yours. You can go tear the living shit out of it. I don't know anything about chemical companies. I don't know anything about anything. But I say, well, we're going to find out fast. So what do you do in these situations? You call people who know. So a buddy right down the road in Woodbridge, New Jersey, right off the Garden State Parkway. Big high-rise. Folks who used to cruise by, you see Hess on the side of the building. I called him up. I said, yo, bro. Another fraternity brother, by the way. This guy's like a brother to me. Top fucking guy at Hess. A couple years older. I mean, just a real mover and shaker. Ended up running Dow Jones as well. And so many other things. Barnes & Noble, just fucking out of the stratosphere, this cat. He said, let me find out what's going on, what you should be looking for. And he put me in touch with this cat, like at one of the refineries. And I said, look, this chemical company blew up. I don't know whether I was on the phone with Texas or Carteret, New Jersey, or where the hell. But this guy, we didn't have caller ID back then. The phone rang and you picked it up. I don't know who the fuck it was. It could be somebody threatening to kill you. That's happened. It could be somebody giving you the scoop of a lifetime. He said, you got to look. This cat, it was like out of a movie. You could hear like heavy machinery in the background. The guy is calling like from a refinery. He said, you got to look for the MSDSs. See what kind of material safety data sheets he had. I'm trying to play it real cool. I'm like, yeah, MSD. And I'm like, what the fuck is an MSD? And then he told me everything. What are you, stupid? I'm like, yeah, basically I'm stupid. I admit it. Help me out. So we did the scoop. I had a big scoop, page one. They didn't list the chemicals that they had in the fucking building. You talk to the fire department, you talk to the first responders. What kind of chemicals were involved in this fire? You go down the list. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, this chemical, that chemical, we found this chemical. And then you cross-reference it with the material safety data sheets that the chemical company had in case there was an accident so that first responders would know what they were dealing with. And they didn't have any of this stuff listed. Boom. That's a big problem. Now it's a national story. And so I was able to break it. So you have to look at these things. And the story was mine. I tore the shit out of it. And for the next year of my life, perhaps I should, looking back on it, perhaps I shouldn't have broken the story because that story almost broke me. When we look at the CDC's website, listen to the monkey man again. Don't worry, I haven't forgotten my place. Another animal song as we're talking about importing animals for science and for experimentation. And of course, this is all, it's all run by the CDC, all of it, the licensing, the permits. The question is, were the permits in place? The CDC handles all this, so they would have handled it out of New York. But guess what? They don't inspect the animals that come into the country unless it's a dog or a cat. Then the CDC is there at the port, which would be Secaucus, presumably 99% sure based on the route, the geographic route. Headed to the Midwest on Route 80, you're coming from Secaucus Seaport. So there's nobody there to check out these 100 monkeys to see what they're about. Instead, monkeys, this is from the CDC, right from their guidebook on importation of live animals. Monkeys and other non-human primates cannot be imported as pets, but transportation for scientific research, exhibition, and education is permitted. Under the federal quarantine regulations, 42 CFR 71.53, people importing non-human primates for research purposes must register with the CDC DGMQ and must, one, certify that imported non-human primates will be used only for bona fide science education or exhibition. Or be messed with in Fauci's basement, or one or the other. Implement disease control measures to minimize human exposure to the animals during transportation, isolation, and quarantine. In case something goes bad. So you have to have a plan. And like I said, that plan should be on board said vehicle to share with first responders. Isolate each shipment of non-human primates for 31 days. Monitor the animals for illness, test for tuberculosis, maintain records regarding illness and death, and test for filovirus infection with shipments where illness or death occurs during the quarantine period. So let's look up filovirus. You know, this is another scheme these guys are up to. These guys, I'm finding these guys really, really interesting. The CDC. Viruses in the family Filariidae can cause severe Jesus Christ. Hemorrhagic fever in people and non-human primates, such as monkeys and gorillas, may spread in other animals, such as bats. Oh, where does this sound familiar? Filoviruses are enveloped in a lipid fatty membrane and appear in several shapes. Jesus Christ. Filoviruses are a zoonotic, meaning they are transmitted from animals to people. The reservoir host of Marburg virus is the African fruit bat, but further study is needed to determine if other species may also serve as hosts. Maybe a monkey who's been bitten in Africa by a fucking African fruit bat. Who would know? Now we got Marburg. I mean, this is chaos. Scientists have not determined the host for Ebola virus, although bats are likely involved and may be the reservoir as well. Do you understand what's going on here? Did they test any of these things for those things? No. And where are these fucking monkeys? Let's go back to what I was reading. You can't even make this up, folks. So you're supposed to isolate then the primates for 31 days and monitor the animals for illness. And test for filovirus infections in shipments where illness or death occurs during the quarantine period. So you would have to test these monkeys. Now we looked at the police report. Guess what? A lot of locals, including this woman, stopped. They were motorists. They stopped to try to help. And that's where they came in contact with the monkeys. Many of them left the scene. And now police are trying to track him down. Oh, it seems, why? Do you understand what's going on here? I do. This is a fucking big cover-up. They don't want you to know about this stuff. They just went, 100 monkeys got loose on the highway. This could be a big deal, folks. It doesn't even matter what happens. It's the entire premise that they're shipping these things around. And who knows what they have. They didn't test. There's no fucking testing when they come off the ship. If they did, you would see documentation from Atlanta. There's no documentation from Atlanta. They don't know what these things. They just got into port, put them on a carrier, and shipped them west. To maintain records regarding the distribution of each shipment and report suspected zoonotic illness to the CDC. Well, that was done. CDC must review proposed plans for each shipment and monitor the handling of arriving shipments at the port of entry and at the quarantine facility to receive information, blah, 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 blah. Non-human primates, and to register as an importer of non-human primates, contact the CDC DGMQ. But it also says here that the CDC doesn't physically inspect any animals at port besides dogs and cats. Sometimes turtles. Don't worry about the monkeys. They probably bring in so many freaking monkeys. But this one's from Africa. And when you start talking about Ebola and filoviruses, I just saw when I put it into the search engine, I want to make sure I catch this. We're doing this on the fly. This is fun.